Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Yes.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:50. Ted, I hate to interrupt this song. I really like this song by Boss Skaggs, don't you?
Oh, well,
let's go ahead and play
it.
Let
it roll.
No, no.
Okay.
Right. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Kansas 58, West Virginia 49. Tonight, Wichita State at Central Florida.
Two.
Several students from Wichita suffer minor injuries as a bus rolls on the Kansas Turnpike near Emporia.
One.
One man dead after shooting in southeast Wichita. No one arrested. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute. Of course, we had that super slushy commute yesterday morning. Much better conditions today. So, and worries about a flash freeze didn't really hamper us too much this morning. So, looks like traffic's running smoothly on the streets of Wichita at this hour. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Increasing clouds and cold today with a high of only 22 degrees. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low, 8. Friday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 37. Now partly cloudy. A north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 10 degrees. The wind chill is 8 below. Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. And the big news this morning broke the news last hour. The publisher of the Miami Herald, the Kansas City Star, and dozens of other newspapers across the country, including the Wichita Eagle, is filing for bankruptcy protection. McClatchy said Thursday, said today it will continue to run normally as it pursues approval of its restructuring plan under Chapter 11. Its 30 local newsrooms are operating as usual. McClatchy again, the owner of the Wichita Eagle. It's 8:51 now, Steve and Ted, and have a new face at Sedgwick County Government, Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yes, Sedgwick County has a new appraiser. Leaders promoted from within to give the job to Mark Clark. He has served as the interim county manager for 17 months. He replaces Mike Borchard, who retired in 2018. Clark has been with the office for 25 years, has two graduate degrees from WSU. The appraiser's office determines value for more than 224,000 properties. Young executives who are participating in the WBJ's Emerging Leaders Program say they grapple with how technology will impact the next generation. Eight emerging leaders took part in a roundtable discussion about life in Wichita. Some are parents of young children who are now immersed in technology and social media. They wonder how today's children will handle communication when they become tomorrow's employees. And Dean and DeLuca, just about history, a company has been hired to sell the rest of the items at the company's warehouse in South Wichita, according to a report in the Eagle. Most of the items left are specialty items such as savory spice and bags of salt with roasted garlic. Wichita businessman Les Rudd started the company that was sold in 2014. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And I think you all agree. I would just wish our best to the people at the Wichita Eagle.
You bet.
Hope that everything can come out and maybe have a new day for McClatchy.
Yep. And hopefully they find a model that works with the new owners, perhaps. And I wouldn't look for any changes immediately, that's for sure. This is going to be a process that goes on for quite a while.
I don't know how they could cut the budget anymore, do you?
Right.
Looks like they're pretty... anyway, we won't...
About
20
people in the newsroom at this point. So.
That's their business. You know, and yeah. I was, of course, I read a book about what's the guy's name who was the editor of the Washington Post during Watergate?
Ben Bradley.
Ben Bradley. And apparently, at one time, the Post had like 400 people on the city side, just 400 reporters. You believe that? Unreal.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a different day. Different day.
Times have changed.
Today is, of course, World Radio Day. As proclaimed by the United Nations. And those of us who are in radio, we think every day is World Radio.
Well, of course.
Sure.
I don't know if you were listening earlier this morning, Bill, But I was interviewed by the BBC, BBC station, earlier this morning. And so I was on the air in Great Britain this morning.
Nice.
In the UK. It was an interesting situation. I got to talk about our community and kind of talk. He asked the guy, says, his name was Ian. He said, what tell us about the Steve and Ted show? Tell us. So I got to, you know, go on about that. It was a fun interview. By the way, you can hear it on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Oh, great.
So we put a podcast.
Did they ask about me?
They did not. they wanted to know if you were related to Rob Roy.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And I said, well, yeah. I don't know for sure, but I do know he's a fine person, and he's the man who originated the saying, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. But Radio Day, you've been in the radio, you've done radio for years, and now you're doing some print, but it is a great business. Like I told Ian in England, I said, when it's done right, it's fun. If it's not done right, it's not much fun.
It's really bad.
Anyway, we're going to celebrate all day today on KNSS World Radio Day.
Is the BBC compensating you for that interview
today? Not a bit.
Sending you a few shillings?
Nope.
Half shillings?
So apparently the BBC, their philosophy over there is the same as here.
Pretty much the same. Yep, that's true. All right, thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7, 1330 KNSS on World Radio Day, where it's 10 degrees now with a wind chill of 8 below.
Ooh.
Whether you're doing something for...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.